The U.S. Forest Service announced last week that the discovery of the rare orchid will delay an environmental report on the copper mine plan until later this year. It marks the fourth delay for the environmental impact statement. It also means Rosemont Copper Company will have to postpone the planned mine opening from early 2012 until later that year. The Forest Service will start doing studies immediately on the 25 orchid specimens that were found at the mine site. Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll, who opposes the mine, says the orchid is small in stature, but could have large implications for the Rosemont project.
I'm not a botanist by any means, but I think the orchid needs to be studied, and I think it does need protection because based on the past experience of dealing with this certain entity, Augusta, I hope that we have some protection for those orchids or we might see them disappear. And I'm not saying that because just to be mean, I'm saying that you vote, you judge a horse by their track record, and deception's been a good part of the Augusta and Rosemont plan thus far. So I would be very careful and preserve those orchids at all costs, or they might just disappear some weekend. And I'm not just saying that, as I said, I'm not bearing false witness. I'm saying that the type of cutting of corners and deception that has been presented by this Canadian company in the past leads me not to trust them now.
Carroll is referring to Rosemont Copper's parent company, Augusta Resource Corporation of Vancouver, Canada. Rosemont officials have said that there are no orchids near where the mining company plans to dig. The orchids have been seen elsewhere in Arizona, including in the Dragoon Mountains. They're also found in West Texas and northern Mexico. But the rare orchid isn't the only reason the Forest Service delayed the environmental draft. They say they also need more time to look over a study conducted by Rosemont on the effects of pumping out an aquifer underneath the site so the company can dig an open pit. I'm Mark Andrews, Arizona Public Media.